You.
What's up?
Not much. Mr. Cortez? Mr. Cortez?
Yo, Ed? I'm sorry, man. Can you hear me?
Damn, man!
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Can you hear him, GPS?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what happened? I accidentally hit the mute. I apologize.
Oh, my God, man. Hitting the mute, man. Whoa.
I apologize, my brother, for my sincerest apologies for my inconsistencies.
You lie. Lie. But anyway, we're going to get right into this. So, ladies and gentlemen, G5 Radio. Yes, it's that shocking. Yes, we're back. We're bad. You're black. I'm mad. It's all here. It's all here as usual. Now, let's get on with the intros here. Teacher extraordinaire, sometimes PIMP, and sometimes actually on the 11 o'clock news. That is Mr. Cortez. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Good evening. It's been a long 48 hours, man. I'll tell you.
I bet. Now I tell you somebody else who's been having a long 48 hours, and that person is via satellite from where?
Milldale, Connecticut.
Damn, where the hell is that?
About 15 minutes west of Hartford.
Woo.
Oh,
and how much snow is up there, sir?
As compared to earlier, it's a hell of a lot better. You only got a couple inches down here.
Okay.
Actually, the roads are pretty good.
Oh, well, that's not bad. Well, that is Mr. GPS. Good evening, sir.
Yo, what's going on, people?
All right. Well, let's get right into this here. We got to start off with some breaking news, which is actually a serious issue that's happening right now in the United States, and we need to get Soundboard on this. So, Soundboard, let's do it. Okay, gentlemen, one word will say it all, and that word is none other than Zika. If y'all don't know what Zika is, I think you better start reading up on this, because first it originally started as a nice little bug bite, but now it's getting to the point where it might become a pandemic. Our peoples at the NY Daily News have been keeping abreast or two of the situation, and now it has gone a step further. And what that is, people who have visited or lived in areas affected by the Zika virus now have a new thing to worry about. You could actually infect your partner by fucking.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Now it's not, oh, yeah, listen, AIDS is a killer. Now it's, oh, yeah, listen, Zika's a killer.
Let me give you all I have to give.
Hey, literally all you have to give. Talk about getting burned really bad, man. Shit.
Oh, it's like having a little cold.
Having a little, excuse me?
Hey, like having a little cold?
A little cold. Shit, having the Zika virus in you, ain't no chick gonna be with you. You gonna be frozen.
But what would that won't help? Tylenol? Advil?
I don't think Advil can help you out with this situation.
I don't think
brother.
So. I think you better call the Lord above, or worst case, as we used to say in the past, if nobody's gonna have you, you're gonna have to have yourself with a nice little knuckle shuffle of the piss pump. Sharing is caring. Let's really dabble into this story here. The U.S. health officials on Friday suggested that people who live in or have traveled to areas affected by the Zika virus outbreak should use condoms or, worse, wait for it, stop having sex. Yeah, right. That's not going to happen. So.
Oh, sure it could.
No, it could. Shoulda, coulda, woulda, but didn't. So, here's the deal. The new interim guidelines were posted by the Centers of the Disease Control following the confirmation of an STD of Zika in Dallas.
You're back now at the Jack Off Hour. This is DJ Easy Dick. I'm gonna balls right now, something new by Snoop Doggy Dogg. And this one goes out to the ladies from all the guys. A big bow wow wow. Cause we gonna make it a little mystery here tonight. This is DJ Easy Dick on the station that slaps you across your fat ass with a fat dick.
When I met you last night, baby, before you opened up your gap, I had respect for your lady, but now I take it all back. Cause you gave me all your pussy, and you even licked my balls. Leave your number on the cabinet, and I promise, baby, I give you a call next time I'm feeling kinda horny. You can come on over and I'll break you off. And if you can't fuck that day, baby, just lay back and open your mouth. Cause I corrupt, gave a fuck about a bitch, I'd always be broke. I never have no motherfucking endo to smoke. I get sloped and loony. Bitch, you can't do me. Do we look like BBD? You hoochie groupie. I have no love for hoes. That's something that I learned in the pound. So how the fuck am I supposed to pay this hoe? Just the latest hoe. I know the pussy's minds. I'ma fuck a couple more times and then I'm through with it. There's nothing else to do with it. Pass it to the homie, now you hit it. Cause she ain't nothing but a bitch to me. And y'all know that bitches ain't shit to me. I gives a fuck. Why don't y'all pay attention? Approach her with a different proposition. I'm corrupt, ho. You'll never be my only one. Trick ass bitch.
If you know mine, and the homies they pay. If you know mine, and the homies they pay. If you know mine, and the homies they pay. If you know mine, and the homies they pay.
Guess who's back in the motherfucking house with a fat dick for your motherfucking mouth. Hoes recognize, niggas do too. Cause when bitches get scandalous and pull a voodoo, what you gon' do? You really don't know. So I'd advise you not to trust that hoe. Silly of me to fall in love with a bitch, knowing damn well I'm too caught up with my grip. Now as the sun rotates and my game grows bigger, how many bitches wanna fuck this nigga named Snoop Doggy? I'm all the above. I'm too swift on my toes to get caught up with you hoes. But see, it ain't no fun if my homies can't get a taste of it. Cause you know I don't love it. Woo! Hey, now you know, inhale, exhale with my flow. One for the money, two for the bitches, three to get ready, and four to hit the switches in my Chevy. 6-4 red to be exact, with bitches on my side and bitches on my back. So back up, bitch, because I'm struggling. Just get on your knees and then start juggling these motherfucking nuts in your mouth. It's me, Warren G, the nigga with the clout. Woo!
Case. A man traveled to Venezuela, passed Zika to his partner after returning to Texas. Now, because, of course, now we've heard that Zika has been linked to birth defects, the CDC's new guidance focuses on men with pregnant partners and pregnant women and says they should consistently and correctly use condoms during sex or abstain from sexual activity during the duration of the pregnancy. But the agency also said that people who are not expecting may consider taking the same precautions. The virus illness is generally mild, and about 4 out of 5 people infected don't realize it. This sounds like a damn commercial. But Mr. Cortez, your thoughts, please.
Man, I tell you, because the thing. I know that the epicenter is in Brazil. To me, I don't know if it's to me. Maybe I'm going to get into conspiracy theories, but you know, we got the Olympics coming up in 6 months down there. I really think that this is some type of man-made type disease that they're going sending down to Brazil, man.
Yeah, well, that's interesting because somebody posted something on Facebook this past week about the Zika virus, where literally you can actually go online on some type of either a medical website or maybe something like an eBay and actually buy the virus. About $350 a pop.
Wait, say this again now?
Yes, yes. What? On Facebook, I saw this the other day. Somebody had a video that they went to a certain website, was like a medical website or something, where you can literally go and purchase the Zika virus.
To buy it.
To buy, yes. Like, you know, credit card, cha-ching, it's yours. Sent to your home.
And why do I want to buy something somebody's giving away for free?
You got a point there, man.
Yes, that's a very good point. But then you see, this goes back to Mr. Cortez's commentary now about conspiracy. Could this be true? Could this? Right now, let's put it this way: Zika is definitely in some pharmaceutical in this planet somewhere. I definitely know that for a fact. I mean, if this person's going on the website and they can show you how to buy it for 300 some odd bucks, you know it's a pharmaceutical that's holding this down. Mr. Cortez, sadly, you might have a point where this could be just a financial type of a conspiracy.
I just feel as though, man, that anything, like if somebody could buy it off the internet, man, and it's like you can easily get it through exchange of fluids from what they're saying now, which... most diseases come from exchange of fluids in some way or another.
Mm-hmm.
And you telling me now, you probably got some cat selling this. If he wants, he can start a little chemical war. He could do a little chemical warfare if he wants to.
Start a straight-up pandemic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm trying to wonder. Purposely, was that set up in Brazil? Because why is Brazil the epicenter? Why?
I don't know, man. I don't know. And see, being that we have both traveled there, you for your honeymoon, and me for the World Cup.
That boy's a sick motherfucker. Get away from him.
Say what?
Nah, I'm safe, man. I haven't been. I went to Brazil, I guess, about 15, 12 years ago, man. And I have a daughter to show. My daughter seems to be in good shape right now. Now,
see, the word that you use seems, man, you shouldn't be saying that. You should be is in good health.
Oh, she is, man, compared to... I've seen what happens. They show what happens if the baby has that. I mean, it looks real bad.
It's like shrunken heads.
That's what it is, man. And they had, it says like a whole squad of babies up in Brazil that have those symptoms of that particular virus.
That is correct. But you know what? In all of this, all they would have had to have done... this is what Brazil could have done. Now, follow me here, gentlemen. We have been on the radio worldwide, because G5 is worldwide, for 6 years, correct?
Yes, we have.
Give or take, right, Mr. GPS?
Yeah, I'd say that.
Okay. Now, we were there before the Olympics. We were there before the World Cup. And we always say the phrase that pays. And I, once again, I'd be damned if my phrase that pays could have saved the world. And that phrase that pays is, Mr. Cortez?
Ski, 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 in the back of the seat, man.
Look how simple that could be. You won't have to worry about Zika. Chick probably just had to worry about a little burning in the eye. Gargle, okay, but I mean, it'd have been all right. Now look what happened. Can't call a Terminex for this shit. Can't get your regular Raid spray for this. No way. I should've used the rubber.
I should have used the rubber before I went up in it, and then your monkey ass won't be sitting in a clinic. I should have used the rubber before I went up in it, and then your monkey ass won't be sitting in a clinic.
Yo, no one hot summer night after balling hard. I went to the phone booth with my calling card and called up Joel. Yeah, you know L. I told her come to the crib, your motherfucker hotel. She said she was gonna come at 10. The bitch came with one problem, she brought a friend. You know I'm not a rude brother, yo, but I let Joel in and slammed the door on that other hoe. So we were sitting in the living room kicking it, and all I thought about was sticking it. She was mean because you know I wouldn't fuck with a sleazy hoe. Yo, we was coolin', watching some TV show. I was cracking sex jokes, trying to get the puss, and this bitch was flipping scripts, beating around the bush, talking about rhyme for me, L, man, fuck rhyming. Cause my dick is hard enough to cut diamonds. I said, I hope you ain't trying to dick tease. Ayo, cause Big L's quick to tell a bitch leave. Ayo, my game started fucking with her head soon. Next thing you know, we went straight to the bedroom. I knocked the boots from New York to Santa Fe, and that bitch burnt me like a gamma ray. I caught a cab on 139 in Lenox. Ayo, I took it to the neighborhood clinic because she gave me gonorrhea. Yo, I'ma kill that bitch the next time that I see her.
I should've used the rubber before I went up in it, and then your monkey ass won't be sitting in a clinic. I should've used the rubber before I went up in it, and then your monkey ass won't be sitting in a clinic.
One afternoon I was cruising on the west side, pumping my system, lounging back in a fresh ride. Hoes be hotter than a sauna, so I put the system on max and park my shit on the corner. I saw this girl walking by who looked hype as hell. She was bad point blank, she was right for L. When she tried to play me like the statue black, I said, sweetheart, what's your name? I got a man, I ain't asked you that. She said, in order to be with me, you gotta be rich. Then walked away with a switch. I said, fuck you, bitch. Another girl walked by, I paused. Excuse me, what's your name? She said, Lorraine, what's yours? And yo, game, I kicked well. I said, honey, my name is Lamont, but I'm known as Big L. I was looking smooth with the jewelry. She said, L's for Lamont, it was the big four, you'll see. And yo, my pockets was extra thick. So what you doing later? Oh, nothing? Well, let's catch a flick. Yeah, I bagged that whole well, took her to the Triple M, movies, meal, and motel. And when it comes to this, I'm a professor. I didn't molest her, I caressed her, undressed her, then sexed her. But I must be getting bolder, because I didn't put a helmet on my motherfucking soldier. I started sticking her quick, and the next time I took a leak, a motherfucking flame shot out my dick.
I should've used the rubber before I went up in it, and then your monkey ass won't be sitting in a clinic. I should've used the rubber before I went up in it, and then your monkey ass won't be sitting in a clinic. I should've used the rubber before I went up in it, and then your monkey ass won't be sitting in a clinic. I should've used the rubber before I went up in it, and then your monkey ass won't be sitting in a clinic.
Hey yo, L, these bitches be burning the dog shit out of niggas, know what I'm saying?
What you telling, man? These bitches nowadays are having nigga dick dripping lava. You know what I'm saying? Yo, these bitches are having nigga giving niggas balls a heat rash or something, man.
Okay, huh?
Yo, man, fucking these hoes without a rubber nowadays is like Bundy jumping with the rope around your neck. I should like, man. I should like playing Russian roulette with a shotgun. Ayo, word. Ayo, ayo, man. Fuck a rubber, man. I'm still putting balloons on my dick, dog. Ayo, stop putting suntan lotion on my dick. Ayo, these bitches is trifling, dog. Hey, I'm getting the fuck up out of here, man.
GPS, your thoughts.
Look, man, I know we throw that phrase around a lot. You know, most cases we think it's funny, but let's get real.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if you've been doing this for any amount of time, you're going to leave it. We all know that the ultimate release
is
inside.
The ultimate relief is what?
the ultimate release is inside.
Yes, yes. Why do you sound like a pedophile, Perry White?
Like Perry White.
I'm just waiting for that part where it's like, you know? Just waiting for that.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. Sir, I got one question. Where are your hands at? Oh, God, you know what? I just thought about this. You're hosting a Super Bowl party. Handmade chili? You know what I say, pass the peas.
Have anything made with a white sauce?
Oh, God. Well, I was just having a little bit of Cracker Barrel, so that's pretty much down to shit. But in hindsight, GPS, India is spearheading the way in trying to get some kind of a counteracting serum or something. And they are busting their ass over there. So they said they're probably going to do maybe some clinical trials in a couple weeks. Which kind of goes back to the question with Mr. Cortez. They're pretty fast in trying to get this, you know, antivirus, for lack of a better term. But don't you need an original? And don't they usually have originals sealed up? Maybe some place called the CDC? They always have to keep a strand just in case something new pops up. That's what I believe. I mean, that's what I saw in X-Files. I'm telling you, X-Files is on point with a lot of shit. On point with a lot of shit. Big ups to Mulder and Scully. We could need their help right now. But,
I just find it kind of... I mean, I feel as though it only becomes a pan epidemic when you have over 100 folk die, or if it's in some type of third world country, man. Mm-hmm. It's always that issue.
But they're saying right now, they said within a year's time, you could probably have at least 1 million people infected. Now, that's to me, that's a warning sign. That's a red flag, totally. Amongst all this brouhaha that we've been saying, people need to realize that this is an outbreak. And you need to get tested after returning from any of these countries. You know, we're talking about all of South America, almost all of the Caribbean, almost all of Central America.
Usually any kind of transmitted diseases, it usually originate in what we consider, and I'm not trying to be insensitive, but usually...
Go ahead.
It usually occurs in low-income areas, man, mm-hmm. where cats don't believe in using condoms, man.
You are right.
They may not be as accessible as they are here.
Gee, anybody can get a damn condom, man. Anybody can get a condom, bro. If you don't cap it, if you don't wrap it, then...
That's where you are.
Mm-hmm. True.
That's right. So let this be a lesson to everybody. Remember, there's a couple things coming up, too, and one of them GPS might not be happy about, and that's Carnival.
Oh, baby!
Oh, yeah. Yeah. See, remember, Mr. GPS now, he is a reformed man. He is no longer... What would be the phrase? He's the boy?
A poor daddy.
Okay, I was trying to lighten it a little bit, you know? I was trying to say, you know, kind of make it not seem that harsh. But seeing that you mentioned it that way, okay, we'll go with that. Now, Mr. GPS is into carnival. Every type of carnival within the Caribbean, within South America... And this Zika virus does put a little damper on things, doesn't it?
That just means we got to put on a raincoat or trash bag.
Trash bag.
We tried a super industrial brand.
From a brand new mattress.
Oh, jeez. So we got a whole bunch of things to worry about. Either way, people, what did KRS-One say, Mr. Cortez? Where you at?
The J, yeah, the J, the I, the M.
The Y, it's Jimmy.
Yeah.
So, please, people, wear your hat. Because now it looks like you're really going to be needing this.
What's going on in here?
The J, the I, the M, the Y, the J, the I, the M is Jimmy. It's Jimmy. The J, the I, the M, the M, the Y, the J, the I, the M is Jimmy. It's Jimmy.
Here is a message to the super hoes. Just keep in mind when Jimmy grows, it grows and grows and grows, so let it. But keep in mind about the epidemic. When Jimmy releases, boy, it pleases. But what do you do about all these diseases? Jimmy is Jimmy, no matter what. So take care of Jimmy, cause you know what's up. Cause now in winter, AIDS attacks. So run out and get your Jimmy hats. It costs so little for a pack of three. They're Jimmy hats for the winter attack. Good for a present, great for lovers. Demonstrated by the Jungle Brothers. Protect your Jimmy and keep him fresh. They're Jimmy hats by KRS. So, remember you're never too old.
Jimmy is wearing a hat.
Come again. Remember you're never too bold.
Jimmy is wearing a hat.
I am.
Do me a favor, wear your hat. So Jimmy, who had the opportunity to come back? Well, Red Alert is down with BDP.
That's
teaching you all about Jim Browski. I don't want to hear that you're not with it. Turn around and see your butt in a clinic. Having doctors just poke at Jimmy. Let me express what now what's in me. Too many people take too many risks. Too many people I see get dissed. Jimmy hats are now in style. Cause you can't trust a big butt and a smile. Some are dry and some lubricated. Many companies make and made it. So all you super hoes, wear your hat. Cause dripping Jimmy's is straight up whack. Keep in mind about Jim Browski. Jimmy hats by BDP. The J, the I, the M, the Y. The J, the I is Jimmy. It's Jimmy.
I told you it fits.
The J, the I, the M, the Y. The J, the I. The M is Jimmy.
Don't let it go, man. Keep it on.
So, remember you're never too old.
And
yeah.
Jimmy is wearing a hat.
I told you.
Remember you're never too bold.
Jimmy is wearing a hat.
Do me a favor. Wear your hat. So, Jimmy.
Right now, we're going to go to our next topic here, which I think, and I mentioned this to Mr. GPS, and then I'll mention it to you once we get the soundboard working on this. So, soundboard, let's do it. Yes. Super Bowl weekend. It's going to be getting good, I'm telling you. But for one individual, it's not going to be that great. And that individual, his name is Ryan Murphy. Ryan Murphy is a rookie safety for the Denver Broncos. His team is going to the Super Bowl. It's going to be playing in the Super Bowl against the Carolina Panthers this weekend. So think of it. You're a rookie. You're excited. You have the chance of having a Lombardi Trophy, being considered a champion. And what's the best way to get all that excitement out of you and to prepare for the Super Bowl? Oh, that's pretty easy. Get caught in a prostitution ring. Well, this case, the reason why I'm bringing this up is because this is my nomination for Hero of the Stupid for 2016. So soundboard, please.
Hero of the Stupid.
You're an unbelievably stupid man, aren't you?
You sangano.
What? You heard me? You are a big dummy!
Who you call a dummy, you big dummy? That's your drum, him is fighting
for it! No, sing it, sing it, sing it,
This story is straight from CBS News. Our people's over there, big ups to CBS News. The CBS affiliate, KPIX, on Tuesday evening said that the Denver Broncos rookie safety, Ryan Murphy, was being questioned by the San Jose police because of a prostitution sting. The sting was part of Santa Clara County's multi-agency human trafficking task force. The authorities were targeting an area of North San Jose known for prostitution. According to the sources, police detained a suspected prostitute in the area of a Motel 6. The woman told task force members that she had to go to a car to retrieve some property. Now, Murphy was inside the car along with his brothers. Sources said that Murphy was questioned and released by police. However, his brother and the suspected prostitute were cited. Now, sources later told the station that Murphy's brother and alleged prostitute have a relationship. Now, this guy's grown up in Oakland, attended Tech High School over in Oakland, drafted out of Oregon State, picked up by the Seahawks, waived in September, wound up with the Broncos. After all this, the quote that has come out was, quote, although practice squad safety Ryan Murphy was not cited by the police, we decided that it was best for the team if we continued our preparations for Super Bowl 50 without him. Cortez, without me saying that this dude majorly fucked up his life, please share. Please chime in. Take us to church.
Well, man, he could say he went crazy. That's a new thing with a lot of athletes say, like, oh, damn, I was stressed out. You know, I just went crazy.
Stressed out.
That's what athletes do, man. They make a very fucking excuse in the book on why they did something dumb.
True, true. I mean, GPS, I mean, you must have some opinion on this.
GPS?
Are you still there, man?
Mr. GPS! We're on the line here. Mr. GPS, are you on mute? There he is. Mr. GPS! I hear something in the background.
He must got us on mute then, man.
Yeah, no, because I hear something in the background. GPS.
No, I mean, he got us on mute where he can't, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm not.
The other kind of mute.
I don't know, man. GPS, get on the fucking phone. What the fuck, man?
Hello.
Oh, my God. Jesus, man. Where the hell you been?
Sorry, just trying to get a little shower in here.
Oh, my God. Oh, jeez. Oh, Jesus. Well, you're washing Zika away? Oh, God. All right, that's enough. Did you hear the article we're talking about here, my nomination for Hero of the Stupid?
Oh, yeah. I heard. Yeah, we were talking about this the other day.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, again, we keep hearing these stories. Fellas, they get this money, and they still want to party, like, you know, still down the way. Listen, you have to take your money and go live quietly. It's the only way you're going to protect this income. Mm. And with all the bad press the NFL is getting lately, the last thing you need is something like this.
But he's a rookie. He ain't going to be making too much money.
Exactly. Okay? So guess what? These girls that are coming up, these girls that we with, we ain't meeting them in a motel. Okay? Not a Motel 6. We're going to go to this place over here. You know, we done met them. We're partying. We like each other.
Mm-hmm.
In an extended one-night stand, as it were. I met this girl last week, not tonight.
Right, right.
Okay? But, you know, all this partying, like, we still down the way. No, you're not down the way anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, the only way he's going, he's got a one-way ticket going back home. You have a chance in playing in the biggest game in football history, because this is the 50th anniversary. It's not the 48th. It's not the 51st. It's the 50th. Why throw this away, Cortez?
Just like Michael used to say in one of his videos.
Okay.
Keep it in a closet. I'm sorry, but man, if I'm an athlete, I'm making a good amount of money. Why should I have to pay for sex, man? why should I have to pay for the company of a young woman? Why? That make no sense. But a lot of these cats be doing that. I mean, you making somewhat a good amount of money. And you're telling me you can't, you're telling me you gotta go out here and buy love.
There's something I have to say to you. If you promise, you'll understand. I cannot contain myself when in your presence. I'm so hungry. Touch me.
I'm
passion burns inside of me. Don't say to me, you never tell. Touch me there.
First nomination for 2016's Hero of the Stupid. So, if would you concur with that, Mr. Cortez?
No, because he got some other shit going down that we haven't came out of the woodwork. It is unfortunate. This cat, he wouldn't have received as much attention if he wasn't supposedly playing for the Super Bowl, playing in the Super Bowl.
That's true.
So I don't think he would have got as much attention, but I think also. We need to really stop putting all this, we need to really, instead of putting these athletes on pedestals, we need to bring them down to our level.
Mm-hmm.
Some of these athletes believe they're fucking untouchable. They can do what they want to do, say what they want to say.
Pretty much.
And the attitude is, I'm a celebrity. And this cat's not even a starter, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's like you just said.
So you say you don't nominate him for Hero of the Stupid?
Because I know there's somebody dumber than him that just hasn't come up yet, man. Somebody fucked up already. We just don't know about it because it's been hidden. It's been well hidden.
Well, first of all, with this one, do you consider this person Hero of the Stupid for the first nominee?
The year's just getting started. Somebody's going to do something even worse. No. I'll tell you who Hero of the Stupid is.
Uh-oh.
That governor up in Michigan.
The governor? The governor in Michigan. Flint, Michigan?
The one who changed their water supply.
Oh, yes! You know what? I'll give you that. Yes, that governor.
I pick him up off of the state house steps and drop him right in the middle of the Flint River. And then I want his kids to drink that very water that he made those citizens drink. The very same water, made from the store.
The brown water. And let's jump on a quick tangent on this. Flint, Michigan, if you haven't heard, they having a huge crisis with their water supply. Originally, they were dealing with the water supply from Detroit, Michigan, if I'm correct. And then this past year, they switched to their own in Flint, Michigan. Not beknownst to them, or I wouldn't say not beknownst to them, but covering up that there was a lot of lead contamination in the water. So bad that obviously the water is not even clear. Kids were drinking it. They have four times the amount of lead in their bodies than a normal human being would. Cortez.
Man, people try to save money. They cut costs at any corner, and they don't really give a fuck about who gets hurt along the way, man.
No.
That was what that whole thing was about, man. They should have fixed that shit a long time ago. It should not have spiraled out of control like it has, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is true. That is true. I mean, it is a big, big crisis here. So, I'm just, you've got tons of people that are delivering water bottles from celebrities, Hollywood celebrities, hip-hop artists, you name it, football players, teams. You know, to me, why don't you just do this? While all this is happening, all these donations, shut some of the sections down. Replace those pipes as fast as you can. And then, you know, maybe this could help out. I mean, now, what I heard now is that they're giving every homeowner, every resident in Flint, Michigan, a filter for their water. But GPS, would that really help them out?
No.
To put it plainly and bluntly, no. And why would that be?
Because that would be like telling you, I shut down all the water sources in your house but your toilet. Are you still going to drink from it even though I just washed it out with bleach?
Oh, wow. God. Maybe I should have picked another day to eat Cracker Barrel. Why me? But point well taken. Point well taken. Cortez, your thoughts?
Well, I don't know if there's any way you can fix that, man. That's a whole water system just fucked up right now, man. I mean, it's just the damage has been laid. I don't have any solutions. What they need to do is just bring some brainiacs / engineers in and figure out how it can be fixed.
Well, hey, they already got the FBI on this. I mean, yeah, why can't they bring the Army Corps of Engineers?
Yeah, because they can give you better solutions on how to handle and manage this. Mm-hmm. Because right now, yeah, it's out of control right now. I mean, basically, you got a whole city water supply that is contaminated, man. I mean, that stuff like that don't happen unless it's a sci-fi movie, man.
That's true. That is true. So we got to keep abreast of too in this situation. But like I said, a lot of donations are still happening by a lot of people, and it's really a huge, huge crisis. And the governor has got to, you know, as Papa would say, God rest his soul, get up off of your dead ass and do something.
The effects of lead in children are irreversible. So,
right,
you know, you got kids, I'm guessing they're counting kids. Hell, if you count kids just from 12 and one down, you know, you don't even get to adolescence, really. Just from 12 and one down. How many of those children are out there?
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, about the unborn.
Or pregnant mothers, how that could affect their babies. Yeah.
I say off with this dude's head right now.
Wow. There we go. See?
Because it would only cost, they could have fixed it for $100 a day. But you mean to tell me, not only were you saving a few million over here, but another $365,000, even if it was another million, right? You still save some over the what it would have cost to treat the water to be able to use it. But no, you just sent the shit on in there. Off with his head.
There you go, straight from GPS's mouth. Off with his head.
Yeah, somebody got paid for this shit.
They do.
The accountability. Who's going to take, and the thing, nobody has stepped up to claim responsibility for this fucker.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Everybody's passing along, and I'm like, man, you got these, you're going to have, in the next couple of years, you're going to have nothing but people on disability because we don't know the long-term effects of this water
mm-hmm.
within people's bodies.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, don't give up the fight.
Right now, soundboard, can we get you for this one, please? All right, gentlemen. The state of marriage is going to be flipped upside down after this. The reason why, Cortez, GPS, listen up. There is a woman in Italy that has been charged with mistreatment of the family. And this woman is getting accused with this charge by none other than her husband. So, this is an interesting spin. The 40-year-old woman from Italy has been charged with mistreatment of the family after her spouse claims he is forced to live in conditions of poor hygiene, according to the Italian news organization. The quote goes, "For 2 years, I was insulted, kicked out of the bedroom, and forced to live in the dirt." Ooh. Her husband also said that most of the food he purchases is thrown out because his wife rarely cooks. Now, he also added that he has never had a good meal prepared by her anyway. That's bad shit. It's getting to a point where now this is going to trial. This trial is going to begin in October. And if she is found guilty, she is facing between 2 and 6 years in prison. Oh, who should I pick for this one? Yes, I gotta do it. Where's the coin? Here's the coin. Up in the air. Heads Cortez, tails GPS, and my hand says, yes, tails GPS, you run the floor.
Let me tell you something. Shit. If they brought that shit here, there'd be a whole lot of these bitches going to fucking jail.
Oh man.
They look like a little row of hamburgers all filing in.
That's bad. That's really bad. Oh man, so you would want the United States to bring this type of law into our system?
I say hell yeah.
Okay, Cortez?
No, I'll tell you.
Oh, wait a minute. All right, go on, GPS. Go on.
Because a lot of men and women believe that it's mostly the woman's job to do is just show up.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of guys turn around and say, look, I'll do all the work. You just be here. And that's exactly what she does. And when you realize that a motherfucker just standing around taking up space is not all you thought it was going to be,
Mr. Cortez,
he wants something a little different.
Your rebuttal.
Well, man, one thing I must say about all this, man, you know, is that old saying, you know, you met this chick, you knew who she was like, what made you marry her?
Because
a lot of these women, man, you know, they do get in these marriages and they want to try to change the man, but sometimes I got to question a lot of guys out here and ask them, you know, you shacked up with this chick. You kind of knew how she might have been or how she's going to be just the way she carries herself.
Okay. So
I felt as though maybe this guy, he thought, okay, she's going to change as time goes on. She's going to be a better wife, she's my girlfriend. I think she's going to be a better wife.
Nope.
It didn't work out quite that way, did it?
Not at all. So do you think that this would be a good law for the United States?
Yep.
Probably not, because that shit going to turn around and bite us right in the ass.
How so?
Because if we hold that, we take a woman and do that to her, she's going to do that shit right back to us in some way. She's going to be like, well, you're supposed to do all this work around a house. And you decided you didn't want to do the work around a house. So I'm going to take your dumb ass to court. That's it, because, man, I'll be honest, man. There's been times my wife has asked me to do things around a house. And I'm not going to sit here and lie to you. Yes, I have procrastinated with some of the stuff she asked me to do.
How dare you, sir? Oh, my God.
Then I would have to say, get on the damn ball.
Ooh.
That would go for the husband as well as the wife.
Okay.
Wherever we're lacking, we need to be tapping each other on the shoulder. Hey, look, you need to do this, you need to do that. Now, in the very moment you say, to hell with it, I ain't doing that or anything else. Okay, now we got a much different conversation.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, that's understood.
Now we got to decide if we really want to be here or not.
Okay, I can kind of relate to that. I can get that. Okay. GPS says make it a law. Cortez says no, and GPS kind of understands why. You have mentioned, Cortez, you have been a procrastinator. Now, GPS, have you ever been a procrastinator?
Sure.
Like he's happy. Sure, yeah. Why not?
Hey, you know, I'll get to it later. Don't really want to do it.
Mm-hmm. But you're a very hardworking man.
And I don't feel like I get to, all right, I'm coming. You know, again, do you really want to do it? If you really don't want to do it, just say you don't really want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
I got you. We'll see what happens. It's interesting, though. I mean, if, let's put it this way. If she goes to jail, I think this is what set a huge precedent worldwide, not just in Italy. I mean, were you thinking that way, Cortez?
Nah, it depends, man, how the jury is and how they going to look at this. They might look at this as a waste of time and throw the case out, man.
Yeah, that too.
And, you know, the attitude is you're wasting the court's time with this bullshit. This is something domestic. Divorce her ass and call it a day. You move out or however y'all want to divvy up your funds and call it a day.
I'm going to test this out right quick on y'all. Now keep in mind that I'm an artist. And I'm sensitive about my shit. so y'all be nice about it. All right. Sisters, how y'all feel? Brothers, y'all all right? Okay. See how y'all groove to this. Every time you come around, you got to bring Jim, James, Paul, and Tyrone. See, why can't we be by ourselves sometimes? See, I've been having this on my mind for a long time. Matter of fact, I think you better call Tyrone.
Call him
and tell him, come on, help you
come
get
on,
your
come
shit.
On, come on.
You need to call Tyrone.
Call him
and tell him I said. Say no, but turn right around and ask me for some ass. Oh, whoa, whoa, hold up, listen, partner, I ain't no cheap thrill. Cause Miss Badu's always coming for real, you know the deal, nigga. Every time we go somewhere, I gotta reach down in my purse. Your cousin's way, they don't never have to pay. Don't have no cause, hang around in bars, try to hang around with stars. Like Badu, I'ma tell you the truth, showing proof, booking the food. I think you better
call him
and tell him. But you can't use my phone.